Welcome back to West Kent Connected on West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Chenet. If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Caroline McKenbee, Center Manager of the Pickering Center in Tunbridge Wells. In this second part, Caroline shares a powerful story that demonstrates the life-changing impact of the center and explains how the local community can help ensure this invaluable service continues.
That's a great word, being safe. And on that note, you've been with the Pickering Center for 9 years, as you mentioned earlier. Is there any particular story that you see that the Pickering Center has actually made a difference that sticks in your mind?
Yeah, there's one in particular that sticks in my mind. And this was a gentleman in his late 30s, maybe early 40s. And he came in and he had been given a brain tumor diagnosis. He was a highly successful man working abroad, and he'd been given a brain tumor diagnosis and a prognosis of 3 months. And he came into us and he didn't know how to live with this information. He was absolutely grief-stricken, as you would imagine. He wasn't married at the time, but he was living with his long-term partner and they had 2 very young children of 4 and 2, I believe. And the concept of not being able to see his child go to school was devastating for him. So he didn't know how to live with the diagnosis, and nor did he want to die, clearly. So he came in for us to help him process emotionally what he was going through physically. He ended up coming in very often. Often we are open 4 days a week, and often he came in all 4 days. There were many days when he just sat and cried. But what we allowed him to do was have those tears and have those emotions. His wife came in as well. Sometimes the children came in. He had all the treatments that we were offering. He also was having surgery for his brain tumor. But what he found was that in expressing his emotions and really sharing his fears and his anger that his life had been turned on its tail and that he'd got this really bad prognosis, he then had space to live. And we encouraged him to take each day as it comes, which is actually a lesson we could all do well to live by. We've only got today. How are you feeling today? How are you feeling in this moment? If in this moment you can go for a walk, go for that walk. So he learned to live moment to moment. I couldn't give him false hope that he was going to be okay. I can't say that. But I can say, you're here today. How are we going to make the best of today? His wife came in. They could be together in the space with their tears, and they could be separate. They went down to the holiday home with the children several times because clearly he couldn't travel abroad. He ended up living for 14 months. And the spirit is an incredible thing. It can't override the ravages of a disease and of physical processes in the body. But with the positive mental attitude and living for each day, I am absolutely convinced you can extend the number of those days you have. And he was sort of living proof of that. And he made use of every facet of our service. Sadly, he passed away in 2023. I'm still in touch with his wife. She still pops in from time to time. He did not get to see his child go to school as he'd hoped for, but they found a way of making the most of every moment. And they did that through just coming in and being able to express what was going on. So that one in particular really stands out for me because A, he was male. He was young male. People tend to think of this as something that women do and men don't share. It's not true. Men have emotions too, and men are welcome here. So that's a case that really stands out for me because they used every facet of our service to its full.
Well, that's an incredible story. And speaking about human spirit, what can everyone else within the community do to help the Pickering Center? Are there volunteers you need? Is there funding you need? Because what the offers that you offer to the community is just absolutely astonishing.
Yes. I mean, we have this year just completed the purchase of a new larger center, which is more accessible. We're not very accessible. We're in an old building here. So we need more mobility, accessibility. So we do need funding. Yes. And it can be anything from somebody donating their cup of coffee instead of buying it in Pret or Costa or wherever, just giving us that cost of that cup of coffee to, well, they want to kit out a room for us or they want to donate a chair. We will be fitting it out and doing some rebuilding work. And then we need the funding for that. We also, yes, need manpower. Our center would not exist without volunteers. All of our volunteers have either had cancer themselves or supported somebody with cancer. And while I don't want to exclude people who are keen to volunteer, people can feel that we really understand. So I think that is quite important that people have got some connection with cancer. It's like anything. If you haven't walked the walk, it's actually very hard to really feel the empathy, however hard you might try to give it. So yes, we're always on the lookout for new volunteers. Therapists, they don't necessarily have to have had a cancer journey themselves or had strong connections with somebody, but they need to have, they do have cancer training perhaps, or they can come and talk to other volunteer therapists about their experiences here. So any therapists out there who are interested in giving a little bit of time, it doesn't have to be one day a week. It can be half a day. It can be one day a month. The same with the volunteers. We have a bank, we have regular volunteers, and then we have a bank of people to call on. So anybody who wants to reach out, then go to our website, www.pickeringcancercentre.org, and there's a contact us form. Complete it. That'll come through to me. If you want to make a donation, we have donation links on our website page, and no amount is too small. And if there's any corporates out there listening, a bigger amount is great too.
That's for sure. And on that note, looking ahead, what are your hopes for the Pickering Center for the next 5 years?
Well, we have this wonderful space up the road, which is twice the size of the space we're currently in, will give us possibilities of having everybody who comes across the door able to access everything, which at the moment, physically, we've got too many stairs. People who are even temporarily disabled can't come up the stairs, can't do the art group, can't do the pottery. So I would love anybody and everybody who is touched by cancer to know that we exist, to be able to find the way to our door, and if we can help them, that they are welcomed in. Obviously, that's a big ask, but it starts with people knowing that we're here. Our vision is to reach more people than we currently reach, to extend our therapies if we can get more therapists in, to extend our offering, but really just to be able to continue to support every individual who finds their way to our door.
Incredible work, Carolyn. Thank you so much for joining us today. The work that you're doing is invaluable.
Thank you. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to let people know we're here.
My sincere thanks goes out to Caroline McGinley for joining me today and sharing the remarkable work of the Pickering Cancer Center. If you'd like to learn more, volunteer your time, or make a donation, please visit the Pickering Cancer Center website. Every contribution, no matter how big or small, helps to ensure that no one has to face the emotional impact of cancer alone. I'm Mona Shanae, and thank you for visiting the West Kent Connected on West Kent Radio. Until next time, take care.